It's taken from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 3 through verse 7. It is popularly referred to as the parable of the lost sheep. It is rightly and properly said that this parable, this particular parable, is an epitome or a summary of salvation. That is, the parable deals with some of the, should I call it ramifications, some of the principles, some of the doctrine that surround our salvation. Doctrine, yes. Because a great portion of the doctrinal facts of the Christian religion is briefly but powerfully suggested in this parable. There is also an aspect of warning. Yes, the parable of the lost sheep, there is also an aspect of warning in the parable. Notice this, the lost sheep separated from the flock and from the shepherd is a warning of the state and the condition of any child of God who wanders away from the flock, which is the church, and from the shepherd, which is Jesus Christ. The lost sheep is telling us that when we are separated from the rest of the flock, in whatever way we are separated, and when we are separated from the shepherd, that is Jesus Christ, we are in grave danger. The lost sheep in this parable represent the backsliding Christian. I need to repeat that in this well-known, famous parable about the lost sheep, it's not so much about an animal. It's about human beings who drift from the church and from Christ, and therefore ultimately backslide, and in the sight of God, that man or woman stands as being lost, just like the sheep. Here are a few things to notice about some things that are relevant to us. and to the lesson that Christ wants us to learn from. One, the lost sheep away from the flock and from the shepherd. Remember, the flock represent the church, fellow Christian. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. The lost sheep away from the flock and the shepherd was totally defenseless. Wait. You see what I see? What Jesus Christ is telling you and me, when as Christian we separate from the flock, that's the church, and from Jesus Christ, we have no defense, because our strength, our defense, our shelter is being with the church, the flock, and with Jesus Christ. Here is another thing too. You cannot separate yourself from the church and still be tied to Jesus Christ. Any way any of us separate ourselves from the church, thinking we can get along without them, or without the church, terrible deception Satan has cast over you, because it cannot work. That's why the church is referred to as the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ being the head. So the lost sheep away from the flock and from the shepherd was totally without any defense, without any help. Two, in fact, the sheep is not like some other dumb thing or animal or whatever. The sheep does not have the gift of speed. To escape swiftly when danger approaches. The sheep does not have that gift. Even an ordinary goat is swifter than a sheep. And Jesus Christ chose sheep for many reasons. Sheep, unlike other animals, they are not aggressive. But sheep too, unlike other animals, do not have the speed. An ordinary goat can run faster than a sheep. So that when danger approaches the sheep, it doesn't have much to help itself. Secondly, the lost sheep away from the flock and from the shepherd is without a sense of direction. That's another thing that probably many of us don't realize, that you have things like carrier pigeon, that you take them away, miles up and miles away from their nesting or whatever, and that carrier pigeon will find its way back. In fact, a dog. That's right. Steal a dog and take it away from, and the dog in many cases will find itself back. But I have news for you. A sheep doesn't have that sense of direction to find itself back to where there is protection with the flock and with the shepherd. A sheep doesn't have that sense of direction. To find itself back home. And third, the lost sheep is surrounded. Usually, when it is lost, it is usually surrounded by dangers of many sorts. Aggressive wild beasts of prey is one of the dangers by which a sheep is surrounded. A sheep is also in danger by poisonous shrub, poisonous green from the grass and other vegetation that might not be edible. A sheep is also surrounded or in danger by the element, the sun, and other forces of nature. And when Jesus Christ spoke this parable and used the sheep, who is so helpless, Jesus Christ was teaching us a lesson of the danger that we are exposed to when we walk away from the flock and from the shepherd. When we forsake Jesus Christ, when we forsake the church, we are making ourselves helpless. And Jesus Christ in this parable is saying to us, don't be a lost sheep. Don't ever walk away from the flock or think you do not need the support and encouragement and strength and protection of the flock. But here is something important about this parable also. This parable can be looked upon also as an outline. Get this. The parable can be looked upon as an outline of the work that God expects of the church. The work that God expects of the Christian. The good shepherd represented in the parable as the man who possessed, who owned 100 sheep, And he left the 99 to go and search for the one. While Jesus Christ in the parable is a good shepherd, the good shepherd is the example to be followed by every child of God. That's right. Look on some points here about the shepherd. The caring emotion, the caring feeling, the caring thoughtfulness of the shepherd was arose by the sheep who was lost. Look at verse 50, verse 4, chapter 15. The brother had read from the book of Luke. Look.
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it?
How many was lost?
One.
As a child of God, if you consider yourself a child of God, and if you do not remember the detail of this parable, you can when you go home. As a child of God, what care, what concern, what emotion, what feeling do you have when for weeks you don't see that brother or sister that used to sit beside you? Do you have any concern that I wonder if the person is sick? I wonder if the person is getting weak, hence backsliding? Wait. Notice. Of 100 sheep owned by the shepherd, the shepherd could have easily reasoned along the line of, oh, one is gone, I still have 99 left. The shepherd could have reasoned like that. But the shepherd treated the situation as if that one from the 100 was as important as the 99 that were safe. That one. Remember, the work of the shepherd here is our work. The concern of the shepherd ought to be our concern. He did not reason that he still possessed 99 sheep, so he doesn't have to care about the one. Every true child of God should become a rose over a lost brother or sister. Are we all there? Oftentimes, there are members of the large body who have an attitude where sometimes we feel like, let them come to their knowledge of their need for Christ. And that usually comes. Let me emphasize, A lot of times when a brother or sister feel that they are bigger than the church need them than they need the church, those are the person who sooner or later the Almighty God going to bring something in their way, their lives, to help them to realize that no individual is ever bigger than the church. That's right. When any brother or sister possess that attitude, where you can help the person, help the person. Don't ever encourage that brother or sister bad, ungodly, ignorant attitude. But where you can help, help. But remember, when any of us have a bad attitude, sooner or later, the Almighty God going to help us to see the misery of a bad attitude. But where you have the chance to pass on an encouraging word to the person in respect to the person's foolishness, do so. Because that person may get worse and worse in the devil's trap. Notice too. Remember, I've just stated that every true child of God should become a rose, conserved in reference to a brother or a sister that is lost. If you have no concern, something is wrong with your relationship with God. The emotion, the disposition, the attitude of the shepherd in this parable of the lost sheep should be the one adopted by every child of God, concern and care. But notice this. The shepherd, get this, went himself, are we there? Instead of sending another. Are we there? Don't send the preacher to do your work. Don't send the elders to do your work. Whatever you see needs to be done to bring a brother or a sister back to the fold, you do it. You are aware of it. Now, it's all good and well that you may need some moral support. That's great. Where you ask another brother or another sister. But don't always look for somebody to do your job. The same applies to me. The same applies to any church leader or to any elder, preacher, deacon, faithful brother. Where you may seek help, that is somebody with you. That's great. But never try to pass on your responsibility to another Christian. Very important. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Galatians 6, 1.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Somebody didn't hear that. You notice? You who are spiritual, send somebody.
Restores such a one in the
who
spirit.
Who must do the restoration? The person you send or you? You. That is, if you are spiritual, you might not be spiritual. Restore such a one. You become aware of it. May I also drop here too? There is a difference between taking interest in a person to help the person and taking interest in a person to know about the person's business. Are we there? There is a difference. Wait. You see, wanting to help